This time on The Blowtorch Presents, we're talking about a few things that have the potential to be very awesome that you might not be expecting. Oklahoma City Thunder owner Clay Bennett puts on for his city, and music from Brian Eno and David Byrne. Holla! And we're back. You're listening to the very first episode of The Blowtorch Presents, presented by TheBlowtorch.net. I'll be your host, the one and only, most fantastic, world-famous Goat Hair, a.k.a. Goat Hizzle, a.k.a. Jeezy Heezy, a.k.a. whatever else you want to call me. Today we're talking about things to be excited about that you might not already be excited about. Sure, people are excited about things like Mike D'Antoni's mustache in New York. Will it catch on with the hipsters? People are excited about Chris Paul and the Hornets. How are they going to be? Are they going to win the title? Who knows? I don't really have any idea. I'm not talking about that. People are excited to see if Kobe gets fouled and maybe gangrene sets in on his finger. It's amputated and we have a four-fingered player in the NBA. These sort of things are typical, but not here. Today we're talking about the things that you might not be looking forward to that you should be looking forward to. The first of those, in my mind, is the arrival of Marc Gasol to the Memphis Grizzlies. You see, his brother Pau is pretty much the mascot for my fine sight. He's an enormous European, terrible beard, hilarious to watch on the court. He's everything I could ask for in a basketball player. The thing is, over the offseason, we lost a lot of our homegrown hilarity to Europe. We lost Josh Childress's afro and his weird huge gums and tiny teeth. We lost tiny Earl Boykins. We lost Brandon Jennings' high top fade. These sort of things are hard to replace unless you get, for instance, let's say an enormous 7-footer with a burly beard, center part, and a gregarious attitude. Certainly Marc Gasol is all of these things, especially gregarious. So I, for one, thank you, Spain, for sending us Marc Gasol. Second thing I'm very excited about is Greg Oden's rookie year in Portland. Yes, people are expecting big things out of Oden. People are expecting big things out of the Blazers. These are not unusual things to be excited for. However, think of the greatness that could come from having a Greg Oden be interviewed every day. Think of the things that can happen when he's sitting on the bench. Just think of all the extra spotlight that's going to be on him. He's shown us that he has a sense of humor. He likes making fun of himself. He understands technology and the internet. Only good things can come of this. Third thing I'm excited for this year is the imminent hilarity of the Miami Heat. You see, this is certainly the most passively destructive team in the NBA this year. You've got Dwayne Wade, who was injured, and who really knows what to expect from him once he's not playing with superstars. You've got Mario Chalmers, who has not yet played an NBA game and was already arrested. You've got the Michael Beasley conundrum with, is he going to play hard? Is he going to care? Is he going to mess up? Is he going to get smoked out with Chalmers? It's likely. You've got Eric Spoelstra, the first-year head coach, who's all of 38 years old and has to deal with guys like Sean Marion and, of course, Beasley, Chalmers, and Wade balancing all those egos. You've got Mark Blunt, who apparently doesn't like basketball. You've got a bunch of personalities for a team that could easily self-destruct. And who are you putting to coach them? A 38-year-old who's never coached an NBA team before. And then you throw all those players and all those personalities and all that coaching under the guise of Pat Riley. This, my friends, is a team destined for destruction, and I can't wait. There's going to be jokes made here and there. There's going to be videos. There's going to be angry locker room altercations, and I, for one, cannot wait. Stick around. After the break, we got Clay Bennett's Lost Verse from the Put On remix. Good times. If you follow music blogs at all, you know that one of the summer's biggest hits this year was Put On by Young Jeezy and Kanye West. Kanye debuted his auto-tune thing, which apparently he's going to be using for his entire new record, 808s and Heartbreak, come November, December. Anyways, little did you know that Clay Bennett, owner of the Oklahoma City Thunder, recorded a verse. Here's that verse. I put on for my city, on for my city. I put on for my city, on for my city. Put on. I put on everybody that I knew from the O. I know fans that was frontin' when they knew we was gone. They say, dang, please, easy, you don't love us no more. I got these big bills on me and the Thunder fans on me. You can ask Mike Isley, man, losing takes money. So wealthy, Let me say goodbye tonight. To all Seattleites, I see cash and ice. Cause every night, Oklahoma. I put on for my city, on for my city. I put on for my city, on for my city. Put on east side,
south side. Now an indeterminable amount of awkward silence. This has been an indeterminable amount of awkward silence.
This week's song is Strange Overtones by David Byrne and Brian Eno off their recently released Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. It was released in about August on the internet, and it'll be in stores November 25th-ish. Not sure, not checking. But anyways, it's really good. Pick it up, and we'll talk to you next week. This has been the Blowtorch presented by the Blowtorch.